It's Monday, January 20th, 2020. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
It's not that I don't like it. I am physically repulsed.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this season 17 of The Sounds of My Head. That's right, 17 long years doing a podcast that not that many people listen to. You're one of the elite who tunes in every 2 weeks. Pretty good about that, every 2 weeks. So thanks for that for 17 years. Okay, what did we just hear? I'll tell you what we just heard. It was awesome. It was a cover of The Association's Windy by a band from right here in Stockholm, Sweden called Red Sleeping Beauty. I think I played them on the show before, but they have a new thing that just came out that I'm going to play something from, and I guess sometime in the intervening years, they released an EP that collected some of their early stuff, including three different covers. The EP is called Covers 1992 to 1997, and it is where I got that Windy cover, which is so super good. It's a good thing you can't wear out hard drives by overplaying songs anymore, because I would have, because I really like that version of that song. But I also like their new stuff, which sounds nothing like their old stuff. So if you were too attached to the sound of that, like, kind of, you know, twee, indie, 90s garage pop sound, you're going to be disappointed, because this new stuff sounds nothing like it. But the good news is, it's great. Super good. Sounds like modern Swedish indie pop, I think, in all the right ways. So, without further ado, Red Sleeping Beauty, right now, from their new album, Stockholm. We're going to hear two songs. First, Always on Your Side, and then, most appropriately, New York City Girls, which I just love that there's this Swedish band with an album called Stockholm that has a song called New York City Girls. It feels like it's all very made for me or something. I love it. Here we go. Red Sleeping Beauty, Always on Your Side, New York City Girls from their album Stockholm. Where else? But right here on this first episode of the 17th season of The Sounds of My Head.
I take you by the hand and lead you to the sea. Been the victim of unfair treatment by a business or a corporation? Has this ever happened to you? You bought a house that was not disclosed to you that there was a termite infestation in the walls and in the moldings, so you have to take it upon yourself to call your own termite extermination company. But when the guys show up, they immediately ask if they can use your bathroom. Then for over 2 hours, they take turns going in and out of there, taking huge mud pies and over flushing. Then they go in there together and you hear a bunch of scrounging around, and then you hear a bunch of yelling, and one of them is standing in the bathroom doorway shouting at you, and his friend's foot stuck in the toilet, and he says, "Help him! You gotta help him!" And when you go in there to help him, he just pulls it out easily and laughs because his foot wasn't stuck. It wasn't stuck at all. He was just faking it. And then they get really serious and say it's turbo time. And they both start running around the house as fast as they can and jumping over the couches. But when you try and jump in, they yell at you and they say, "You're not part of the turbo team. Don't run. You don't run with us. We're the ones who run. Until you're part of this turbo team, walk slowly." So you go lay down to be by yourself and read your art books, but then the next day you went into the bathroom and it looked like the hole in your toilet had shrunk. You said, "How could that be? There's no way they could have shrunk the toilet." But then you saw in the trash a receipt from Home Depot for a toilet the exact same size as yours, but with a joke hole that's just for farts. They replaced your real toilet with a fart toilet, and now you can't take a dump in your house because your toilet can't suck them down and you feel sick to your stomach? Has that ever happened to you? Call me right now, please.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
Baby, 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 baby. I give you all my money working 7 days a week. Now, baby, ain't that easy? Out of my allowance, I have to take you out, and we mess the rest of it up.
We do, baby, 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 baby,
baby, mm, baby, 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 baby. Well, now the only time I ever see you pretty please is early on a Friday night.
Friday night,
you take all the money and you disappear. Now, baby, do you think that's right?
Baby,
baby.
All right, let's catch up. After Red Sleeping Beauty back there, we heard Perth, Australia's very own Tame Impala. Such an amazing band. And that song, not new. They've been releasing some new songs, Tame Impala. And I've been listening to them. They're okay. They're pretty good. But they're not, like, super amazing. And somehow I just totally missed this EP that they came out with, like, 2007 or 8 or something, called Sundown Syndrome / Remember Me. And it was basically just those two songs. And I was like, man, this Remember Me song is so good. It came up because I was listening to all the Tame Impala, and I never had heard it before. And I was like, wait, when did this come out? A long time ago, and I just completely missed it. So I've been super into it lately, really, really digging it. Every time it comes on, I can't help but get up and move around, which is good for me. So that's nice. After Tame Impala, we heard John Lewis from, I'm not sure where, I'm going to say New York City, because the album that it's from is WSJ Sound Records New York City Soul. So I'm just assuming everything on there is from New York City. I don't know, it's a guess. But I'll tell you what, I love that song so much. That was John Lewis's Baby Bay, which I first heard. If you've watched this Netflix series, I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, it's like, it's some of the funniest television. I mean, I don't know, I've been gasping for air sometimes watching it. Also, another thing I like about it, very short episodes. The episodes are like 15 minutes long. So you can totally, it's like no fat, you know, the real tight ship, this show. It's a really dense comedy gold. So heartily recommend I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. But anyway, they have these little bumpers between sketches, and they sample some records. And one of them they sample is that Baby Bay song. And I heard it on the show, and I was like freaking out over how much I liked it. So of course, you know, I Shazammed it. And then it was not available anywhere. And it's finally, a year, I don't know, it's been a while, they've released it. And it's on this WSJ Sound Records New York City Soul album. So, which the whole thing is perfectly listenable and fine. But Baby Bay, that's the reason to get the record. It's so super good. And the other things they play between sketches on the show, also good. But just not as good as Baby Bay. That song is just incredible. I love it so much. Baby Bay, John Lewis. Just then, before I talked about it for 6 minutes. Okay. Up next, from San Francisco, California, Kelly Stoltz, that's the band. I think I just recently, a few months ago anyway, played Kelly Stoltz, and I was like, hey, you know, he has all these albums he releases all the time. He's even got a newer one that I haven't even gotten to yet, so I'm still working my way through. But this is from his 2019, one of his 2019 albums, My Regime. We're going to hear a couple tracks that are very, very good. First, Baby Be Good to Me, which seemed like a good thing to follow, Baby Bay, and then Turning Into You. Also super great. I think you're going to like these songs if you like the kind of crap I play on the show, because it just sounds exactly like the sort of thing I would play, I think. So without further ado, Kelly Stoltz, Baby Be Good to Me and Turning Into You, right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. Let's catch up one last time. After Kelly Stoltz back there, we heard a couple of tracks from a band from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Brunch Club. That's the name of the band. I'm pretty sure I've never played them on the show before. I think I do have maybe an earlier record. But anyway, I don't think I've ever played them. I don't think. The songs we heard, Fall Again and Pepsi, both really good, off of their album Another Wasted Summer. And I'm not sure what that band reminds me of, but it definitely reminds me of something that I like, and I like it too. So there you go, Brunch Club. Check it out if you liked those two songs. Then after Brunch Club, we heard the Lewis Express from Leeds in the UK doing a couple songs off their album Clap Your Hands. First, the title track, then Stomp Your Feet. Both excellent songs, Clap Your Hands and Stomp Your Feet. Super into this band. They got two records. Both are super awesome. The kind of jazz that I really like. I don't think of myself as the biggest jazz fan in the world, but I tell you what, this kind of jazz is the kind of jazz I can get behind. There's some kind of Latin-y stuff going on, nice beats that you tap your toe to. It super good to work to. Great stuff. I'm clapping my hands for the Lewis Express, that's for sure. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, the Holy Drug Couple, a band I like to play periodically from Chile. This is Valle de los Espíritus or something, whatever, I don't know how to say things. And it's a great song. It's really good. And it's on a new single with another song, which isn't as good. But if you like this song, maybe pick up the whole single anyway. It's only a dollar or two. Okay, here we go. Finishing up the episode, The Holy Drug Couple, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Statue Got Me High, the instrumental version by They Might Be Giants. I also talked over Maple Leaf Rag and 7/16th Time, as arranged by John Eadsvoog, and Flat Palm Avenue by The Lewis Express. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can find links to all the things that I play and sound clips. You can also find links to playlists for the show on Spotify, where you can listen to all the songs I play that are in Spotify without having to listen to me talk. Look for the playlist for season 17 to find the songs on this episode that are available in Spotify. And we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?